what I would like us to consider this morning is the Christian's responsibility. I've been going through the Old Testament of recent times, and I'd like us to turn to the book of Ezekiel and read some verses there, if we could please. And this particular passage, which we'll read along with a passage from the New Testament, is something that spoke to me and challenged me as I read it. And I trust that this morning, as we share it together, that indeed that it might challenge others as well as to our responsibility as a Christian. Chapter 33 from the book of Ezekiel, and reading from verse number 1. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people, and say to them, When I bring the sword upon a land, and the people of the land take a man from their territory, and make him their watchman, when he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet, and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself, but he who takes warning will save his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Therefore you, O son of man, say to the house of Israel, Thus you say, If our transgressions and our sins lie upon us, and we pine away in them, how can we then live? Say to them, As I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? And now just down to verse number 30. Verse number 30, As for you, son of man, the children of your people are talking about you beside the walls and in the doors of the houses. And they speak to one another, everyone saying to his brother, Please come and hear what the word is that comes from the Lord. So they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people. And they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but with their heart pursue their own gain. Indeed, you are to them as a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not do them. And when this comes to pass, surely it will come, then they will know that a prophet has been among them. And now if we could just read a few verses in the book of Matthew, please. Over to the New Testament in the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew in chapter 3. Verse number 1. In those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Down to verse 5. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Verse 8. Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance. Over to chapter 4 and verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And now finally, just over to chapter 14 of the book of Matthew, where we read the account of the death of John the Baptist. Matthew chapter 14 in verse number 1. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the report about Jesus, and said to his servants, This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him. For Herod had laid hold of John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had said to him, It is not lawful for you to have her. And although he wanted to put him to death, he feared the multitude because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Therefore he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. So she, having been prompted by her mother, said, "Give me John the Baptist's head here on a platter." And the king was sorry. Nevertheless, because of the oath and because of those who sat with him, he commanded it to be given to her. So he sent and had John beheaded in prison. And his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. Then his disciples came and took away the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. Now, I'm sure the Lord will bless to us the reading that we have taken from his word this morning. Now, you might think it's a couple of rather unusual passages to read, and I trust that as we share them together, that we'll be able to join them together and bring before you what the Lord has laid upon my heart to share with you this morning. Now, there in the book of Ezekiel in chapter 33, and as I said when I've been read through this particular book recently, and this chapter in particular stood out to me and challenged me in my heart as to, what am I doing as a Christian? Am I fulfilling my responsibility as a Christian? And as I share it with you this morning, it's not to say that I've perfected this and I'm telling you how to do it. It's purely sharing something with you that the Lord has spoken to me about, and I trust that in doing so that the Lord will speak to you as well. Now, here we see that the word of the Lord comes to Ezekiel, and we see that the Lord speaks to Ezekiel and calls him Son of Man, and you see that through the book of Ezekiel. He refers to Ezekiel as Son of Man. And here we see the Lord bring before him the story of how a watchman is set to keep watch and to watch for coming danger, as it says here, watching for the sword to come upon the land. And we see the great responsibility of this watchman. And this watchman's responsibility is to warn of coming danger, or warn of coming judgment, warn of the sword that is coming. And we see there that the Lord brings before Ezekiel a few different scenarios of what may happen if a sword comes upon the land. It tells us there that if a sword comes upon the land and he sees the sword and he blows the trumpet and warns the people, and it tells us that whoever hears and doesn't take warning and the sword comes, it says his blood shall be upon his own head. It's their own responsibility. They have been warned, but they have not done anything about it. It says there down further, but if the watchman sees the sword coming and doesn't blow the trumpet, in other words, if he doesn't fulfil the responsibility that he has, it says the people will not be warned, and it goes on to say that the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood he will require at the watchman's hand. And it's interesting to note here that the person that is taken away, even if they haven't been warned by the watchman, it says that they are still taken away in their iniquity, but the blood of that person will be required at the watchman's hand. And then the Lord goes on further and he says, with this scenario, Ezekiel, I have placed you as a watchman for the house of Israel. And what a great responsibility we see here for Ezekiel. It is Ezekiel's responsibility to tell forth the word of the Lord as it would come. The warning that God would have for his people, it was Ezekiel's responsibility to tell that to them. And you know how that would speak to us of our responsibility as a Christian. You know, it's wonderful, is it not, to have the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts, to have that our sins forgiven and to know what it is to have a home in heaven. But you know, it's so important for us not to just sit back and to enjoy the blessings that the Lord has placed upon us and then not share that with other people. And that's what we heard in that song that we heard this morning, how important it is for us not to keep silent but to share with others the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says there that in verse number 7, therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. So similarly to the other scenario here, Ezekiel's responsibility is to tell others. But if Ezekiel does not tell them and they die, they still die in their iniquity, but his blood of that person will be required at Ezekiel's hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked to turn from his way and he doesn't turn, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Now, I'm not going to go and apply this particular passage here and say that if we fail to warn someone that the blood of that person will be required at our hands, because I don't believe that's the case. But I do think that it indeed is a huge responsibility for us, the people that we come in contact with, to share with them the faith that we have inside of us. Now, you know, it goes not only just in telling others, but what I believe is most important for each and every one of us as a Christian is how we live our lives. And I think that in itself can be a huge lesson to those around about us. And indeed we will see that further on as we have read the account of John the Baptist. And the reason that I did that was because I think we see there someone who fulfilled his responsibility as to telling others of the judgment that was coming and sharing with others the faith that he had in his own heart. And indeed we see in the life of John the Baptist, even in his actions, we see him displaying the attributes that the Lord Jesus Christ has. And you know, I think that's so important for each and every one of us as a Christian. Most importantly, you know, we can tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ, but if first and foremost we're not living the life ourselves, well really it has not much effect at all. And so it's very important for each and every one of us to display the qualities that the Lord Jesus Christ had, so that when others look upon us, indeed they see the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, it goes the other way with John the Baptist, which we will consider shortly, how that Herod looked upon the Lord Jesus Christ and he saw John the Baptist. So there in the life of John the Baptist was the attributes of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, that's what we should endeavour to do and to display in our lives. And you know, one of the most important things that we need to ensure that is evident in our lives for us to be able to display the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, to live out the faith that the Lord Jesus Christ has placed within us, is two very, very important things. And that is, number one, to spend time reading the Word of God. You know, how important it is for each and every one of us as a Christian to spend time reading God's Word. Not just reading it as a storybook, but reading it and contemplating and thinking upon it and listening to what God would say to us through it. And secondly, the other thing is for us to spend time speaking with our Lord and speaking with Him and communicating with Him. You know, they're two most important aspects of the Christian's life, and they're two things that we need to have evident in our lives for us to be able to display this faith that we have and to share with others about the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to ensure that we have that intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ by spending time speaking with Him and listening to what He would have to say through us, through His Word. And so the Word goes on there to Ezekiel, and in verse number 11, I think this is very good for each and every one of us to remember this. And it tells us there that the Lord says to Ezekiel, "I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel?" So here we see that the desire of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And you know, we read further on in the Bible how that God doesn't desire the death of any, but that all should come to repentance. And you know, that should encourage each and every one of us as we live our lives and endeavour to share with others about the Lord Jesus Christ, that God doesn't desire the death of any, but that all should come to repentance. Now we know that all will not, and as we see in this example here, there will be some that will have been warned, as it tells us there, that Ezekiel will warn them, and they will take no notice, and they will die in their iniquity. But God's desire is that none should perish. And that should encourage us as we share with others the Lord Jesus Christ and tell others about Him, that God doesn't desire the death of any, but that all should come to repentance. You know, how easy it is in those verses that we read later on in chapter 33 there, verses 30 to 33, for us to listen to God's word, or to maybe to read it and then think how lovely it sounds but then do nothing about it. And you know how tragic that is for many of us as Christians, and I'm sure each and every one of us has had the experience in our lives. I know I have, when we have somewhat drifted away from the Lord and we go along and we hear the word explained and we read the word, but really we don't listen to it at all, and we hear it but we don't really practice it, and I'd just like to encourage each and every one of us as we read God's word, and as something, as we read it, and maybe something speaks to our heart, that indeed we don't just brush it aside, but we consider it carefully, and then we then go on to do it. Not like we read here was, they come to you as people do, they sit before you as my people, they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain. And I trust that each and every one of us will listen to God's word and what he would have to say to each one of us as an individual, and indeed practice that out. And then we went over to the book of Matthew, and I think and the reason that I read these particular verses was I think John the Baptist is a wonderful example to each and every one of us. John the Baptist is a wonderful example of someone that fulfilled his responsibility to the very last detail. And we read there in chapter 3 and verse number 1 that the message that John the Baptist had was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And what an important message that is, and it's wonderful to know that the Bible, how relevant it was back then, is just as relevant today. And that's the same message that we would have, is for repentance. And you know, it's so important for, again, each and every one of us as a Christian to ensure that we have repentance. Not only repentance when we came and put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, but as a continual ongoing thing. We read down there in verse number 5 and 6 that all the people came to him and they were baptised, confessing their sins. And you know, it's important for each and every one of us as a Christian to confess our sins. We read in John's epistle that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you know, those verses there are directed to the Christian. They're not directed to the unbeliever. They're directed to the Christian. Because the Lord knows that each and every one of us in our lives, there will be times when we will fail, and there are times when we do sin. But how important it is for us to confess our sin. And then we know from God's word that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I mentioned repentance there. You know, confession is no good unless it's repentance. How easy it is for us to say, I confess my sin of lying, but if the next day we go ahead and lie to pursue our own gain, well, then it has no effect at all. How important it is for us to have that repentance. It's so important for us to turn away from that sin and to desire to have nothing more to do with it whatsoever. And that's what we see the message that John the Baptist had was, repent. Not only confess your sin, which is very important, but once it's confessed, to repent of it, to turn away from it, to desire to have nothing more to do with it, and to live our lives as we ought to live them before the Lord. And in verse number 8 I read there, and it says, therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance. And you know, and that is one thing that the world looks on as the Christian, and that's the one thing that they can see. They can see whether we are bearing fruits worthy of our repentance. They can see whether or not we have good works in our lives, which is something that the Lord Jesus Christ requires each and every one of us as a Christian to have. The Lord requires us to demonstrate good works in our lives. We read in the Bible that good works doesn't save us and how important that is. But good works is something that's absolutely essential in the life of the Christian. And here we see that John the Baptist is telling them, bear fruits worthy of repentance, and how important that is for each and every one of us. Because as I said, that's what, when the world looks on, if we, as a Christian, and we, people know that we're a Christian, we do something wrong, they're very quick to jump upon that. And so important it is to bear fruits worthy of repentance. I read one verse in chapter 4 and verse 17, and it said that from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the reason I read that particular verse there was, if you look back in chapter 3 and verse number 2, the verse that I read, the word of John the Baptist was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There we have exactly the same message. John the Baptist said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then sometime later, the Lord Jesus Christ said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What can we learn from this? Well, we can learn that John the Baptist was so in touch with the Lord Jesus Christ that he had exactly the same message to tell others that the Lord Jesus Christ would in some time in the future. And you know how important it is for each and every one of us to consider, how close am I living my life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Am I living my life so close to the Lord Jesus Christ that indeed I'm speaking the words that the Lord Jesus Christ would have to say to others? And here we see in John the Baptist, that's what he had in his life. The exact same words that he had for others was the exact same words that the Lord Jesus Christ spoke himself. And as I said, there's not only words here that we see that John the Baptist spoke, but indeed in the actions of John the Baptist we see his life so closely linked to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'd like to challenge us in our lives, in the words that we speak and in the actions that we have. Are we living our lives close to the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we saying the words that the Lord Jesus Christ would say? Are we doing the things that the Lord Jesus Christ would do? Because indeed here we see John the Baptist, one who indeed did that. We read in chapter 14, and it says, "When Herod heard about Jesus, he said to his servants, 'This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him.'" And so we see that even from someone else looking on, they looked upon the Lord Jesus and saw what John the Baptist displayed in his life. And so there we see the actions of John the Baptist so in touch with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see John the Baptist fulfilling his responsibility. He indeed spoke forth the word that the Lord had for him. Indeed, like Ezekiel was a watchman for the house of Israel back in the Old Testament times, we see John the Baptist as a watchman again for the people, and to warn them of the judgment that was coming, and to tell them that it was so important for them to repent. And indeed we see John the Baptist speaking forth about what Herod had done here in taking his brother's wife, and ultimately we see that because he was fulfilling his responsibility that he was placed in prison, and ultimately it led to the death of John the Baptist. Now the country in which we live, in Australia here, for us standing forth for our faith quite often doesn't mean death like it did for John the Baptist here. Sure, it might mean that we are suffered a little bit of ridicule and whatever else, but surely it pales into insignificance when we consider the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he has gone through for you and for me. And I think that's something that we need to always keep in mind, especially as we come together later. We come together to remember the Lord Jesus Christ, to remember his death, and to consider what he has done for each and every one of us, and what each and every one of us have come into that wonderful blessing that the Lord Jesus Christ has provided for us. And when we consider all that he has done for us, what are we doing for him? We see John the Baptist fulfilling his responsibility, and it led to his imprisonment and ultimately his death. And so these verses that we have considered together this morning, the Christian's responsibility, I just trust that as I have shared them with you, that indeed that each and every one of us might be challenged to first and foremost to live out our lives in front of others, to display the qualities that the Lord Jesus Christ displayed in his life. And secondly, that when the opportunity arises, and also to look for that opportunity to speak to others, to say a kind word, and to tell others of the faith that each and every one of us has in our hearts. And I trust that as we do so, and as we spend time speaking with our Lord, that indeed it will bring our lives closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. I just trust that God will speak to us through the word that we've shared together this morning.